Have you ever hated something forever and like actual hate and then just found out you're wrong?
Oh, that's interesting. I
I
can't
think
think of
about
anything,
that.
but I can imagine.
Well, I've taken quite a journey, and it's actually such a metaphor for life. You know, you can just feel strongly about something, and then when you live a little bit, when you go outside of your bubble, live how other people live, you find I bought something I never thought I'd buy. I'm wearing something
Ooh,
I never thought
what?
I'd wear. It's a new lifestyle, and I'm here
It's
for it.
Straight Talk with
Exciting.
Ross. It's Straight Talk with Ross with TV's Ross Matthews and friends. There's Nikki. There's Malone.
Oh.
There's CJJJJ. Hip hip hooray.
Eat it.
It's Straight Talk with Ross, and our secret sauce is friendship, laughter, farting, and sex.
Nope.
We love bidets. We love buffets. Oh, and we're not buffoons, because we love our loons. Straight Talk with Ross. Think outside the box. It's everything a podcast should be.
Yes.
I'm sorry about this song. I know that it's all wrong. I blame it on Chardonnay Kwan. Straight Talk with Ross.
Hi, everyone.
Hear the praise from the audience at large. One more time. Oh, let's do a quick reach around. CJ's here. Malone is here. Nicole
Hi.
Is here. The whole gang is here. I'm here. I'm television Ross Matthews, and I am honored by that. Okay. You know, my life has changed in many ways over the past couple of years. And life happens that way where it changes things, curveballs come. And what do you do? What do you do if a curveball comes? You just let it hit you? No.
What do you do?
Well,
you
yeah.
turn. You pivot.
You roll with it.
Yep.
You roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
I say you put a saddle on life and you ride it and make it your bitch. That's
yeah.
what you do. So let's talk about what has changed with me in the past few years. You know what I mean? I was single for a while, and then now I just fell in love, right? And great work going on. I traveled across the country and moved here. Now I live both places here, and
yeah,
life is very different on the East Coast. How's La Kiki? How's Palm Springs, CJ? Oh. What's it like right now?
Well, it's funny because CJ just came to La Kiki a few days ago.
I did. Oh, my God.
Oh.
It's gorgeous over
you
there.
You like La Kiki.
A whole other way of living on that side of town.
Well, how is it different from Palm
how
Springs?
Is it?
I just think Palm Springs is more, if you're coming to Palm Springs to see Palm Springs and be a tourist, you're going to stay on my side, right? But if you have a family and you want to chill and want to be about love, you're going to go on La Kiki and Rancho side because it is very chill and it is peaceful and zen. Like when I stayed at Rosa's house, I was like, this is so peaceful and zen.
Yeah. I hope you really loved the zen at my house, because I'm going to ask you to dog sit again, just to, by the way, have a weekend coming up.
I told you I love it.
I might need your help. We're going to talk about that commercial break. But also, the point
you know what
that,
I think make, you know what I think makes that drive long is are those signals, those lights. Those lights are long. Why are
I
they
catch
so long?
It. Oh, you know what's so funny? Arlene always says when I'm with her, my Arlene Cohen Keller Williams, my realtor, she's always, when we're in the desert and it says a yellow light, she's always like, oh, just go, go. It's long yellow. So the desert, the long yellows.
Yellow.
So, and then she did like her hand like this, a limp wrist, and she goes, "They're long yellows," like gently towards it. So now every time we drive, Wellie and I out loud together go, "It's they're long yellows."
They're long. Yellows.
So, but is it true or no?
I think it's true.
I
think
those lights are so long. Oh my god!
But the point is this. The point is,
what's the point? Like, what are you getting to? Because I'm kind of interested.
Well, the point is this is my second winter here in New York on the East Coast, and I will tell you. It's different. What was the temperature? Just throw it out in Palm Springs, La Kiki today. What was
it's like
it? Just
77 and sunny.
77 and 70. And let's just remind everyone the date. It is late January.
Right?
Well, it wasn't here. The other morning I went to go to walk outside, get Starbucks. It was 10 degrees.
No.
It's 75 degrees in Burbank, by the way.
Understood.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, let me tell you, what is it right here right now? It's 32 outside right now. 32.
Good times.
The height of
fun times.
That is cold.
I am so cold.
Brittle.
All the time.
Brittle.
All the time. And Dr. Gellerman, well, he grew up, he was born in Dominican Republic and moved here as a 5-year-old and then has lived here since. So he's just like, this is not cold. This is how it works. I'm like, motherfucker, this shit cold. And so then I'm like, trying to find last winter, I'm trying to find a cute jacket. I'm trying to find, nothing's cute. I just lost weight, got my body. Nothing's cute.
Right. Nothing. It's just about being warm at this point, yeah. Right? But you want to be cute and warm, and that's not going to happen.
If I try to buy cute boots.
Cute in those winters.
There are no cute boots.
No.
Because, you know, I wanted like a sleek, like I bought a boot, like a little ankle boot lit, you know what I'm saying? But like it was just leather and kind of pointy. And like, he's like, you can't wear that. Not I found out very quickly.
Yeah.
A sock is not going to keep your foot warm.
Uh-huh.
In Palm Springs, a sock does a job. The job of a sock. It's one job, just like keep it warm enough for a shoe.
You know, and it's funny though, because I think living in New York, we all fantasize about it, right? It's all so exciting, and it's just being a part of this concrete jungle and being like in it with the people. But as you get older, you don't realize that you have to go to the grocery store.
Okay, how about it's cold where you are and you get to work. How do you get to work? You probably get in your car. Maybe you turn it on first, let it run for about 5 minutes. So when you get in, it's nice and warm. I walk.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
In a cold.
Uh-huh.
I walk to work. I'm so cold. I'm so every part of me is so cold all the time. I'm just a cold.
So your transportation is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Everything's uncomfortable.
I used to have to walk to the train to work. Mm-hmm. I lived in Spanish Harlem and worked in the Village. And New York blocks are like 5 Los Angeles blocks.
Oh yeah, to walk. It's like, it's 2 blocks away. Oh great, but you didn't tell me a block takes 27 minutes to walk.
When you're going through snow, and then when the snow, even when you're and it's snowing and it starts dying, and then it turns into that mush on the ground.
Oh man,
slipping and sliding.
Oh, that's the most horrible, and it's all muddy and ugly.
So I did something. I never thought I would do. I judged something so harshly for so long. Mm-hmm. I would look at people wearing something and I would go, what an asshole. There's no fucking way. You look dumb. And I would meet someone sitting and like have a great conversation with them. And then we would stand up and walk away and be like, oh, I didn't fucking know they were that kind of asshole.
What is it?
I think I know.
Wait, I'm not. You'll be able to guess. And then I was with the gentleman caller and he was like, I've always wanted those. I was like, don't tell me I can marry one of those.
Marry one of those.
And he got what I'm talking about. And I could, I was this close to having my eyes surgically corrected because I rolled them so far back in my head.
Right.
You understand? Like looking at the back of my skull.
Huh.
We get home. Blah, blah, blah. A couple of days go by and he won't shut up about how thrilled he is about the thing that he bought that I've always judged. And I'm like, okay, got it. Cute. Cool. Mm-hmm. Then he was like in the shower and I was looking at him and I was like, let me try it.
Oh no.
I've never been more wrong about anything in my entire life.
What?
What is it? A butt plug.
It's not a butt plug, you fuck. It's not a butt plug.
I know.
CJ, do you want to lock in a guess? What do you think it is?
I think you now have a pair of Uggs.
And I now have a pair of Uggs. I'm holding up right now.
Yeah.
I always thought like it was Paris Hilton leaving Kitson 2007 bullshittery. That's you look like you stepped on a marshmallow. It's not cute. I have been living a lie. I've never been more wrong about anything. And now I put them on sometimes in the house, sitting on the couch because they're
Uggs.
So warm. I've always just thought they were ugly. I thought I'll never be that man. There's certain shoes I don't like. I don't like a wedge heel. I think it makes your leg look like a stump. I never, ever have liked a platform flip flop. It's not cute. I don't like it. I would trip. I've never liked an Ugg because it just looks unflattering. You look like Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. But
I am man enough. I went from
that's cute. Listen,
and I tell you, I've never been warmer in my entire life. Yeah.
They're really warm.
Today,
warm.
I didn't even need anything at Target, and I just walked to Target so I could go.
Oh, so light was a game changer.
Yeah.
So, can I be a buzzkill here?
Don't tell me what someone microwave Uggs. That's how they make them. What?
They're really, really cruel to animals. Uggs.
I didn't know that.
Everything leather is. You think there's any leather product that's great to animals? Motherfucker,
I don't wear leather.
It's their
that's
skin.
That's terrible.
There's no leather product.
Actually, the Uggs are not. They claim to be cruelty-free, but then when they dug deeper, you realize that they were lying. They aren't cruelty-free. They castrate the animals. No painkillers. Shave them. God. Take chunks
of
their skin out. So I have a pair of
allegedly,
Uggs.
Allegedly. Say allegedly, Nikki, just in case. My God. What do we need? Allegedly. A lawsuit here?
But I had a pair and I can't throw them away because then that's like the animal died in vain. So I have a pair of Uggs and I literally super glue the soles so that they can, I love my Uggs, but I won't buy a new pair. But maybe lived in New York in the tundra like you do.
So do you not own any other leather products?
Uh-uh.
You don't own a leather pair of shoes?
I have a leather pair of boots that I bought like vintage, like 20 years ago that I won't get rid of, but I won't buy leather and I won't buy, yeah, I don't.
You're like a good person, man. I just didn't buy Uggs because I thought they were ugly as fuck. Wow, that
would
is a buzzkill.
Would you bedazzle yours? Would you bedazzle or put little shoe charms on
your? I thought about it.
I know you did.
I did because I thought they should have that, and I think they do have it. I even meant to Google it and did. So they have a. Nikki, is it okay? Did they kill like a fucking penguin if I put a bedazzle on my boot? Or is that?
Well, it depends on where the gem is coming
on my
from.
Boot.
Is it from a penguin? It's like a penguin's ovary. Then
I want to put penguin beaks all over my. Is that cruel? I've never heard a penguin talk. So
I don't know. If you're so cold and frigid in your New York weather, I mean, you should probably just slay an animal and put yourself inside of a bear like they did in that Leonardo DiCaprio movie so you can just be warm.
The Revenant.
Wear your Uggs with hot pants or shorts in the spring.
Mm-hmm. I do. I have like tight workout, like essentially a man yoga pant, and I put them on with an oversized. This is the outfit I'm wearing, and this is the woman I am, right? It is a tight, like a yoga pant, and oversized sweater that sort of covers the crotchal region and Uggs, and I walk around the house like that now. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cute.
You are a housewife.
Completely. Yeah, I'm like at a ski chalet and my husband works for Merrill Lynch and he's like,
oh my God.
I don't know where he is. Like after the kids, he doesn't even touch me anymore, but whatever. Right. It's good. That's the life I live now. You understand? And the Uggs did that to me. I'm fine with it.
I love it. Now, do you wear socks with your Uggs or do you go foot
free?
I did try the doctor's without a sock, and that's what sold it, because I was like,
give that a week. They'll start stinking so bad.
That's true.
AJ, do you have Uggs?
No.
Can you see CJ in Uggs?
Why do you say it like that with such judgment?
I can't see him in Uggs.
Because I'm still where you used to be. They are ugly.
Can I tell you something? Ooh. I love you, CJ, but you are a dumb human being. You are living a small,
rough,
sheltered life.
Oh, because now you've come to the other side. You are.
Let me tell you something.
Now it's okay. Now everything's okay.
When you find, when you become enlightened, you want to share it. All right. CJ, I want you to hear me very clearly. Very clearly.
Okay.
Faye gives you permission to buy Uggs. Okay.
Oh, God. It's part of the outfit of the cult.
Yeah. Yep. 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 Yep.
Uggs. Mandatory Uggs.
Yep. And Nikki's in head to toe leather.
Yeah, right? The whip.
Oh, man.
Well, good for you. I'm glad your feet are warm, and I'm so glad you're going to survive these chills.
Thank you. Oh, just very quickly.
Thank you for calling the loony bin.
To check out the
loon. Direct your call.
Can you skin a loon?
In the loony bin.
Hello. I'm looking for a loon.
Hello, loon.
Attention. Paging all loons.
They're waiting in the loony bin.
Let's
see what loon gets in.
Okay, hi. Can I bring in a loon? Bring him in. Okay, well, we have bisexual the Jew and Cookie Olifante. Hello.
How you doing, Cooks?
I'm wondering if you, either of the loons, watched the NFL playoffs this weekend. What a weekend of football it was. Four
Boring.
Games. Each one came down to the last second. I watched every second of every game. Cookie, give us your thoughts.
I've never seen a single football game in my entire life.
Atta girl.
Not one.
Thoughts?
Home run, field goal, fumble, go team.
Thank you so much. Do either of you own a pair of Uggs?
Yeah.
No, you're bored.
No, fake Uggs.
Fake Uggs.
Yeah, there's
Fugs.
Good fake Uggs. Well, there's
fake
Uggs.
Yeah, because I'm cheap.
Understood.
Are those called Fugs?
Probably.
Fugs. Fugs.
Guess what, loons? I have a surprise for you.
I'm scared.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I can't even believe it's happening. Well, you know, the show started over 7 years ago. And who started the show with me, ladies and gentlemen? Who was there when it all began? Were you there? I was there. Who else was there?
Can I guess? Was it, are we talking about Daria?
We're talking about Daria and
Tater.
Oh my God. I got a bucket, full of taters. I got a love. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one and only Tater Tot. Oh,
hey, oh my God, with a Hi. Side pony. Is that a side pony?
Well, I'm here representing the journalistic integrity of the show. I figured if I were, if Ross were here and getting me ready to be a news reporter, this is what he would do to me.
Thank you so much. Say hello to the loons, because then we're going to say goodbye to the loons. Say hi to Taya.
Hi.
Taya. I love you.
Yeah, Cookie, anything specific you want to say to Tater Tot? It's been a while. You've written a song. You wrote that song, Hot 450. Anything you'd like to say?
I just want to say we miss you dearly. Please come back more.
Thank you.
And I kind of say too, in an age of tiny headphones, I love a big microphone moment. I love a big headset moment.
Yeah, and Cookie is wearing a headset with like a Madonna microphone right there. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? And Jean, anything you'd like to say to the one and only Tater Tot?
Just love you so much and hope that your oven is at a hot 450 as always.
Thank you so much.
She is. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Loons, back to the bin for you. Thank you so much. Thank you. More later, Tater Tot, if the audience, the new one, we of course are always talking to the new listener. The new listener doesn't know Tater Tot was the original co-host along with me and Daria. You started the program and we are here for a reason we will get to, but how are you, my dear?
All things considered, I know the big preface that we always preface, the world's on fire still, but I'm good. I'm doing good. I'm chugging right along. Thankful to have a job and... Yeah, I'm happy. I talk with you all the time. I miss everybody in this group. I hope to see you soon.
Right.
Happy New Year.
I do notice you have a background behind you. What is that? Can you describe that background, CJ? What does that say?
Channel 7 News.
I think it's like probably less than 7 News,
less
right?
Less than 7, yes.
Oh, okay.
Our AV department had to hustle a little bit, so they forgot the less than 7.
So are you in the less than 7 newsroom right now?
That's right, Ross. I'm in the less than 7 newsroom.
Oh my God. Every time I talk to you, can there be a delay since you're in the newsroom?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Taya, why are you here? Do you have a brown eyewitness news story you'd like to report?
That's right, Ross. I, per our meeting this morning, I have more of a human interest piece, a heartwarming tale that I think our viewers would appreciate in these unprecedented times.
All right, we're going to let Chardonnay finish playing your favorite song.
Oh, sure. Chardonnay.
Tempo, big finish. Okay, Chardonnay, that was fine. We'll work on it later. You got to work on your pitch and your tempo and your posture, I just have to say, but okay. Sorry, Chardonnay's not good.
Bless her heart. The name was.
Yeah. So now, Tater Tot, I would like to have the co-host sort of guess, if you will, whose storyline that you'd like to chime in on. It's time for a good old-fashioned straight talk press conference.
Ooh. Oh.
Hi there.
Ooh. Ross Matthew.
Really glad to be here. I guess I'll go straight with, I'll try Ross first.
So loud.
Well, I know the answer, so don't.
Oh, are you okay? Sorry. Mr. Malone.
Yes. Hi, Taya. I'm so happy to see you. So is this from the beginning storyline, or is it like a current recent one in the last couple of years?
Current recent.
Oh, it's current recent. Okay. Is it something to do with poo?
You'd think, but no.
No, sorry. So oh, no, that's a no.
Jay, over here.
Yes, Miss Boyer, Miss Boyer.
Oh, bonjour, bonjour, oui, oui. Bonjour, bonjour on your
Hello.
Baby. Does it have anything to do with food?
You think, but no.
Okay, good to know. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Taya.
Oh, Mr. CJ. Yes, Mr. CJ.
Does it have to do with one of the hosts of the show?
It does, yes.
Oh, my God. Taya Marie,
yes.
Over here.
Yes,
Taya Marie.
Yes.
Does it have to do with pooping in the shower?
No, I wish it did, but no.
No, she said no poop, Malone. Yeah. You need to listen. Yeah, she said,
I'll direct you to my previous answer in which I said that there's no fecal matter of any sort.
Does it have anything to do with our pod, like directly related to our podcast doing something special? Like a live show, something bigger than us?
I would say no, right? I mean,
that's a no. That is a no. That's a hard
no.
Bummer.
No. All right. Anyone else? All right. Taya, I would like for you to right now look each co-host in the eye and tell them, Chardonnay, 1, 2, 3, smile, Chardonnay. 2, 3, 4. Yes. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. Now.
Oh my God.
Big finish. All right. We'll work on it. Tell the co-host whose storyline it is that you're going to address.
Mr. Malone's.
Oh my God. It is Mr. Malone's storyline.
Hey, Marie.
What is
so intrigued.
So. Tater Tot, and I will say, when we said we were going to do this news report, I did say, do you have a blazer? Can you put it on? I didn't know you should do a side pony with it. You have Brilliant. A blouse on underneath. This is very news anchor.
Blouse?
Thank you so much.
Yes, of course.
A brown eye witness news special report. Malone, do you want to, now that you know it's you, do you want to sort of figure it out? Or do you want just Tater Tot to tell you?
I want Tater to tell me just because I have such a bad memory. You know, the things we talk about on this show, I forget. It's like an etch-a-sketch. So, yeah, just tell me.
Well, breaking news.
Now go live.
What?
Sorry, technical. We now go live to Taya Faber in the Less Than 7 News Network. Taya, are you there?
That's right, Ross. And now we're moving on to a more heartwarming story tonight. The story of my beloved late uncle and dear aunt who went to Palm Springs to live in a mobile home. And I visited them yearly and had fantastic memories.
Oh,
and would I recommend that anyone who wants the best life possible, get a mobile home in Palm Springs.
Oh my God, I have so many questions.
I know maybe that's not the bomb drop you were hoping for, but.
No, I'll tell you this. I never like it when the journalist makes them the story. You know what I mean? When they make themselves the story.
Believe me, I didn't go to journalism school for that.
But here you are. You find yourself in the eye of the brown eye of the storm. And
exactly.
I appreciate your stepping up and making yourself vulnerable here, really putting your journalistic credentials at risk to become the story. Malone, I give you Tater, whose aunt and uncle had a mobile home in Palm Springs she would visit as a child.
Okay. Oh my God. Yes. Thank you, Ross. And Taya, I am so excited about this.
You're welcome.
Visit them when you were younger? Like, did you fly down and stay in the mobile home?
I should amend this. This was actually more recent, like maybe 5 or 6 years ago, 7 maybe.
So you were a child. You were roughly Chardonnay's age, give or take a decade, right?
Exactly. Yes, give or take. And I
would also like if you just would not contradict anything I say. So even though you weren't a child, said child.
Yes.
So please keep up.
Okay. I have a childlike sense of wonder, and so I consider myself to be a child. We're all children at heart, right?
Understood.
In a beautiful town of Mount Vernon, where Ross and I are from, my aunt and uncle, the local sign people, the Myers, they had a mobile home that they would be snowbirds down at. This is the most fascinating story ever. My aunt, Joanne, Uncle Les, for 2 months, would go down to Palm Springs I would get a newspaper subscription for that time so they could keep up with what was going on. And I would go and visit them and we would walk around the grounds and look at all the fruit trees. And then I would come back and my Aunt Joy would make me, it's a very, like, seriously a Dutch treat. It's cheddar cheese and butter on raisin bread.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I know. I figured I'd get a hit from Megan, a pop from Nikki, but yeah, it was the best thing.
If Yummy. And when I get into this mobile homo, I'm going to have to start making those for my guests.
Did you ever ask you, did your Aunt Nicole ever serve you faggots and peas?
No, but we were, it was very close to Blame It on the Moon. Blame It on the Moon?
Yeah.
Bar?
Yeah,
yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is.
Inappropriate.
It's within the community. They were within the community.
Taya, okay. when you visit your aunt and uncle in this mobile homo, in this mobile homo park, what is the first thing that you loved about it? Like, was there a camp value that you loved? Did you like the coziness of it? Did you just like the feel of it? The air conditioners on the ground? What did you like?
What I was struck by and what I want for you, Mr. Malone, is a sunken living room. Oh, you got in and you stepped down, and there was
have those in mobile homos.
Now, there was.
Can I ask a question? Did it sink?
Well, the double one.
Because it was. Did it sink because it was old and the foundation was failing, or was it a purposeful sunken living room?
It really did. It really did give me a. It truly did not like to be stereotypical. It was a Golden Girl vibe. It had like white rattan. It had like a dolphin motif, like a dolphin sculpture kind of thing.
That makes
things that you knew they found probably at an antique malls nearby.
Taya, that is hilarious. I'm sorry. I haven't moved past the sinkhole thing. What if we were in my mobile home and we just sunk? Oh, well, now you have a sunk in the living room.
Yes. I would love to come with you. Yes.
Taya, as somebody who is, I would say, the premier expert in desert mobile homes.
Premier. You honor me. You honor me with that. And I have to agree.
I don't honor you. I honor you, but I will ask you.
You do. Sorry. Yes. Sorry.
Do you recommend the mobile home desert lifestyle for Mr. Malone with an asterisk here, a dolphin motif, please?
I mean, I would just say, listen to what you asked. On what planet would that not be a good idea? In what world would I say, no, I don't think Mr. Malone belongs in a double wide mobile home? Tastefully sunken and filled with dolphins, like a fucking Sea World.
This is amazing. Now, Malone, final question for Taya on this issue, because I do have something else to talk to Taya about after the break. Mm-hmm.
Did you love? Okay, so you love the mobile homo park life, like you liked it, right? Could you see yourself living like that?
I could. It's a space of one's own. And yet there's community. And if you don't feel like talking to people, you just stay in your mobile home. And, but there's a pool. There was like all the, what do you call it? Shared amenities. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the fruit. When I tell you the fruit trees.
Tell me about the fruit.
The fruit.
Any kind of citrus you want. What kind do you want? It's there.
I'd like a lemon.
Oh, just walk out your front door. I know this is like California, but like, it's kind of like stealing from a park because you live in a park.
Limes.
Yes.
Grapefruit.
Sure.
Oranges.
Oranges.
I would say oranges, yes.
Watermelon.
A kumquat. A tangelo.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Well, listen, we have to take a quick.
I love
Tater,
this.
We'll use Instagram because I have something. I have another surprise for you. There is drama in the world of mandatory kisses.
Oh no.
Lots more. Tater Talk sticking
thank
around.
You. Love you.
More Straight Talk on the way. 76 degrees. When I heard you'd be back, I cried tears of joy. Just for one show, I wish it was more. It's been almost a year and we miss her a lot. So welcome back to the Queen of the Tots. Hey, Tater, go Tater. Glad to have you back, Tater.
Yeah. Our house. house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
You don't see her, you can rarely hear her speak, but she is there always listening.
So weird.
Up in the sky, reading emails from listeners, or keeping scores for she has things to say, jokes to make, so please don't make her wait. Sweet tater tot, she's mostly behind the scenes. Speak your mind.
Too long. Yeah. Really long. Really. Sorry about that.
Really
welcome
good.
To the program. Sorry.
I love
that is
song.
A deep cut. Is that not
it right? Is. Yeah. Also a searing examination of my like, which I love. They're in a more accurate description of me.
Yeah. Welcome back to the program. Tater Tot is here. A blast from the past. Oh, man. Oh, I love a blast from the past. Right back there, if you don't mind. Tater's here joining us, has a relative who rented a mobile home in Palm Springs. She visited as just a baby and sharing those memories with all of us. Malone has Tater's childhood memories. It was childhood, right? Do any of those make you want to move more into a mobile home in Palm Springs?
Absolutely. Well, I trust Taya. Like anything Taya approves of, I'm kind of like, okay, it's going to be, it's good.
Yeah,
right.
I understand.
Can I just ask one more question? Did you go in the pool? Did you go in the pool?
No, but it was because it takes a lot to get me in a pool. I personally need to feel comfortable. Like, I don't know why. It's just one of my, but I like swimming, but I just didn't that day. There was something about it that I don't think I brought a swimsuit. Anyway, it was incredible people watching though at the pool.
Yeah.
And everyone knew each other. And it felt like a very nice community. And if you did move into one of those communities, I would visit you and have the same sense of magic.
Older people, right? Older.
Taya, listen, you were just a child. It's not your fault you didn't bring a swimsuit.
I know.
Oh, it's heavenly. Such a thrill.
Now you went there when you were in the womb.
Yep.
To be Ross Matthews. Email of the week.
Now, Tater Tot, I got an email from somebody, and it actually has to do with someone we know and tolerate. It was an email, and if you want to email me, it's Ross at StraightTalkWithRoss.com. I read them myself. You might just hear me reading your email on the air, like I'm doing now with Lisa Moreno's email. She writes, Ross, I just ordered a cameo from number one recording artist, I don't know how to pronounce this, Jahakeke Biot.
Never heard of it.
I've heard it's like jerky
Biot.
It's
Jackie Beat. I don't know. And I mentioned that my favorite song was Mandatory Kisses. And she claimed in the cameo video that she sent back that, what? That I co-wrote the song and we're tied up in litigation? Ooh. Now, if you don't know, new listener, Tater Tot and I wrote the greatest song of all time. Everybody knows it. CJ, what song is that?
Mother's Milk.
How's Mother's Milk go?
Mother's milk from her teat, on my knees for her teat. Mm-hmm. On my knees, mother's milk from her teat.
Yes!
That's completely right. I like that completely version.
A beautiful cover.
It was a very good cover.
It was
right on pitch.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. Cover. Nikki, you try it.
Mother's milk.
Oh my God.
Nikki, please.
On my knees for her teeth.
This is the original.
On my knees, mother's milk from her teeth.
Now then, I will tell you, people, God damn it, this sound effect just plays automatically after. Then people started doing their version of it.
Mother's milk from her teat, on my knees from her teat, on my knees, mother's milk from her teat.
Thank you so much. Isn't that wonderful?
Mother's milk from her teat, on my knees from her teat.
So there were so many that came through like that.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And Tater Tot. And so we were the number one song in the history of time. Then Jackie Beat wrote a song. Do you remember that? The number two hit was called Tater?
Mandatory Kisses. If you want to call it that.
Kisses are mandatory around here. This is very pre-Me Too, I do have to say. Now we probably wouldn't write that song. But Mandatory Kisses is a big hit. Number two.
Mandatory kisses, and you don't have a choice. Yes, I know how scary this is. When you hear my voice singing mandatory kisses.
Where?
On your neck and nips.
While you
do the dishes, so please prepare your lips for my mandatory kisses.
You get it, right?
It's a hit song, but would you call it a cultural phenomenon?
No, I wouldn't. But suddenly these people, Jackie Beat's on cameo. You know, times are tough. She does what she has to do, you know. And people can write in and say, hey, do a message for this, do a message for that or something. Well, I have to say this listener wrote in, Lisa wrote in and said, can I have a cameo? And we actually have a cameo that Jackie Beat sent Lisa right here. Would you care to hear it? CJ, Nikki, Malone, Tater?
Yes.
Sure.
This is the actual TikTok. Now, I didn't even know Jackie Beat was still working, but...
Ross Matthews.
Hey, Lisa. This is drop-dead gorgeous, larger-than-life, world-famous drag superstar Jackie Beat with a very special message from myself and, from what I can tell, yourself. Anyway, it says here that you're a major fan of Mandatory Kisses. Now, normally, I would just sing a little bit of it for you, but I don't know if you're aware of this. I'm in a lawsuit right now with Ross Matthews. He claims that he co-wrote the song.
No. No.
It's not true. Like everything that comes out of his mouth, it's a fucking lie. So, fuck you, Ross Matthews. Fuck your lawyers. And one day I will be victorious in court and I will be able to sing Mandatory Kisses again. Now, I understand you're getting married to your boyfriend of 5 years, John.
All right, great. So here's the deal.
Oh my God.
Right, I mean, congratulations on your marriage, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so here's the deal. I am not claiming that I wrote Mandatory Kisses. Why would I claim to write a number two song? I wouldn't do it. And it's bullshit, but I did. And fuck Jackie Beat for doing it. It's Jackie Beat, right?
It's Jackie Beat, yeah.
It's Jackie Beat with the T. Like B-E, okay. So fuck Jackie Beat. And how dare you say I co-? No, I wrote a number one song with Taya. I wrote Mother's Milk.
Yes.
And so what I would like to do is start a new movement where Straight Talk listeners go to Cameo, search Jackie Beat, J-A-C-K-I-E-B-E-A-T. I just Googled it. That's her name. And get buy a Cameo, but request that she say that mandatory kisses is not as good of a song as Mother's Milk. Do you understand me? Because I would like to force Jackie Beat to have to say this. And I really think, you know, you can't do it. We can't sway her opinion by playing the song side by side and showing her which one's better. Ooh, right. We can't show the charts, but money, money.
She'll do anything for a buck.
She's a whore. She'll do it.
You guys? Allegedly.
Allegedly a whore. Thank you, Nikki. Yes. wait, if they skin Jackie Beat, I'd wear those Uggs though. That would be a Ugg.
Oh my gosh.
But so everyone, please listen to me. Don't spend your money. Don't send it to us. Don't send Eugene and Gone has got enough. I want
oh my
you to
God.
Go, I want you to go to
you know, this could easily end up in Cookie's court.
End up in Cookie's court. What is this? Oh, guys, I actually have I just got an email from my lawyer.
What does it say?
There's a response from Jackie Beat.
Is it a legal note?
There's an actual response from me saying the listener should spend their money to get cameos from Jackie Beat saying that Mother's Milk is better than mandatory kisses. Can you believe Jackie Beat already sent
fast
in a
working
response?
Lawyer.
Wow. Should I listen to it first? Have my lawyer
play it without
me?
Just play it.
Jump
I
off.
Know I'm in the right legally, CJ, so I should just play it here without having listened to this yet, right?
Yes. Please go ahead and play it.
Okay, let's play it. What is she saying?
Hey, Ross, it's Jackie Beat. Listen, I'm not going to do these stupid cameos saying that Mother's Milk is a great song, all right? You know that I have scruples. I have a backbone. I'm not like you playing the Hollywood game, saying and doing anything for money. And besides, I have a new TV show on Out TV called Dr. Jackie, so I don't need to do shit like this. Oh my God, wait a second. My accountant is calling on the other line. This might be important. Hello? What? You're listening to the podcast right now? Oh, I can make how much money? Well, of course I want that condo in Puerto Vallarta. Okay, thank you. Ross, listen, I'll do it. Order those cameos, everybody. I am ready to talk about how amazing Mother's Milk is. Let's do this. Yay! Number one song and rightfully so. Yeah. I'm not going to fucking say Mother's Milk is good. I'm just going to get them to order the cameos and take their fucking money and then say fucking Mother's Milk sucks. Suckers.
Did you guys hear that last part?
She realized she was still recording.
Internal monologue.
Still recording, yeah.
Wow. I don't think she knew the phone was. I guess. Well, thank you, Jackie. I guess everyone look forward to Jackie. That's a true story. A new TV show on Out TV called Dr. Jackie. That's coming very soon. You might see me on it. So we all have to do charity every once in a while.
Oh, shit.
And you can go go to missjackiebeat.com, follow Jackie Beat on Instagram and Twitter. And also follow her if you see her walking, just in case she falls. And make sure you book that cameo. See what you can get Jackie Beat to say for money. That's going to be a fun new game.
That is good.
Do a cameo. Please do send it our way. I want to play it on the show. Can you believe that? We got Tater Tot and Jackie Beat all in one day.
Woohoo!
Isn't that amazing?
That's actually pretty awesome. It's like very nostalgic, and I miss Tater. Anytime she's on, it makes me happy.
I miss you all.
When can we see you in person, T?
Yeah.
Hopefully soon. I mean, let's figure it out. Let's do something.
We could sink into a space together.
Yeah, maybe we could have a Mr. Malone moving party.
I think that's great.
That would be fun.
Don't you dare tempt me. You understand me? I will. Gladly. Tater Tot, I love you so much with all my heart. If people want to follow you, how do they do it?
At Taya Faber, just my name.
TayaFaber, Tater Tot. Will you keep your brown eyes open?
Yeah. You know I will.
The one and only Tater Tot. When we come back, the co-hosts are going to chime in.
You want Mumbo Jumbo Jive? You need Mumbo Jumbo Jive?
Yes!
Then there's only one place to go! Go, 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 go!
Mumbo Jumbo Jive!
Yeah, that would be here.
Welcome to the show!
This is Straight Talk with Ross Matthews.
It is Straight Talk with Ross Matthews. A big show today. Tater Tot, Jackie B was here. Also, Nikki and I have a big announcement. Nikki, last year, you will remember, won the Ambie Award for Podcast of the Year. That was a big deal for Dying for Sex. Nikki, they are having the Ambie Awards this year. And
yeah, they are.
We have an announcement to make, guys. You don't know this yet. Malone, CJ, do you know this?
Mm-mm.
All right, here it is.
Exciting. So for the second annual Podcast Awards, they're going to be on YouTube and Stitch. You can see your hosts of the event, Ross Matthews and Nikki Boyer, on March 22nd hosting the Ambie Awards.
That's right. We're wonderful. We're hosting it together. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, I love it. CJ and I can host the Ambient Awards.
The Ambient Awards.
That'll be the after party.
Yeah, exactly.
Ambient Awards. Yeah, very exciting. What's the date again for that, Nicole?
March 22nd. Mark your calendars, and we'll be celebrating all the podcasts that are out there that are going to be nominated. And there's lots of categories.
I cannot wait to be there with you.
I don't think they know what they signed up for, asking the two of us to co-host something.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. I can't wait to do it one-on-one, working with you anywhere, any day, my love. So excited.
You're going to wear a ball gown, Ross?
Of course. Yeah, Nikki and I are wearing matching. Hey, CJ, I know you got to run back to work. So let's do all the feels real quick. What's going on?
First, I'm going to say, Nikki, was so sweet to see you and hang out this week. Thank you.
Love so you. Highlight. Oh, thanks for saying that. Being with you is always good for my soul.
And also, too, I want to ask everybody, like, what's your favorite commercial in your lifetime that you're, like, a fan of?
Oh, my God.
What's a
I can't believe you're asking this question.
Jingle. Cool whip. Cool whip.
Because I got into a little talk with a friend of mine. I'm obsessed with that coffee commercial with Lauren Bacall.
Dark and rich.
Rich flavor.
Deep, rich flavor.
Look, I'm so obsessed. I now have a coffee cup that says deep, rich, deep.
Okay, you really are. You God. Love it.
Though,
what
if
is
you
it about
you,
the commercial?
Well, it's Lauren Bacall's voice, right?
Yes, it's her voice that it just makes great. The best thing ever.
There's also a Joan Crawford TWA commercial, like an airline commercial. And she talks like such a jerk in it.
She talks like a jerk?
You watch it and just all you're going to do is like, oh, she's a jerk.
That's hilarious. It always
looks,
more a
like
jerk.
A pump feels, looks like a pump feels like a sneaker is that's just one of the
oh.
best.
And she got legs, you know, use them for those little eggs.
Yeah. She's got them.
So any jingle I like. Nikki, what's yours?
Well, it's I can't even believe you're asking this because just last night when we were driving to go meet friends for drinks, we just went by a mini mall. And I was like, Tommy and I both started singing. It's just like a mini mall. Hey. So I'm going to link it on one of the pages. It's a guy who opens a furniture store. And he says, when you come into the furniture store, you can find anything. The whole store is like a mini mall. But he goes on to sing a song and dances. And it is the best commercial ever. And your life will be changed once you see the mini mall commercial.
I want to see it.
I have the best of the all time best jingle of all time. Commercial jingle of all time.
What is it?
Sometimes I pray for you and I. Someday maybe you'll see the light. Some say in life you're gonna get what you give. But some things only God can forgive. The best value.
Oh my God.
Just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Yep. What? Right.
I mean, I missed nothing, that.
Nothing is better than.
Oh, I love nothing is. You know what? Saver.
That's I forgot. It's the best one. Ooh, but is it a wow? But is it a you? But is it
a penny saver? All right, Siege. We love you. You can follow
Siege.
Love you, CJ.
Love you
at CJ Live. CJAYLYFE. Why? Because we love him. That's why. Also, TikTok sensation Cookie. He's gonna leave. You can get Cookie Elefante merchandise at CookieElefante.com. Cookie, where are you going?
Back to work.
Back to work. You got another hit song to write, another viral video to post?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
How's that new Blue Cherry song coming?
February 2nd, next Wednesday.
Why wouldn't you debut it here on the program for all of our listeners to hear first? Why wouldn't we get the exclusive?
Well, can I do it next Monday?
Yes, when we're together. So it'll be out to the public on the February what?
2nd. So it's the Wednesday after next Monday. So you'll still get it first.
So can we debut the song on our program next week, please?
Brilliant.
We'll roll out the red carpet.
I insist. Thank you.
No, thank you. Cookie, will you do a whole performance and everything of it?
Of course I will.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yes, okay, of course.
This is it. Next week, you'll be able to hear the debut of Blue Cherry, Cookie Elefante's new song. In the meantime, go to CookieElefante.com to get all your cookie merchandise when you can be wearing it head to toe, decked out for the big reveal. Cookie, thank you so much. Everyone follow Cookie Elefante on all social media. He's a TikTok sensation. Thank you, Cooks.
Bye, thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, Cooks.
Oh, wow. Lots going on. Cooks,
so much talent on this show. I don't even know what to do with it.
I don't even know.
Bounce. I'm bringing you great news. These stories I'm sending out to all my peeps. It's Nikki B. Trending.
Well, I have to say, Malone threw out his back. And I threw out my neck. So here we are in the geriatric version of Nikki B. Trending. So
my back, my neck, my.
I don't know if I slept crooked. I don't know what happened, but I can't move my neck to the right. And I'm going to the chiropractor tomorrow. But it got me thinking about life and thinking about our self-care and what we do. And something that I've added to my life that's been really helpful is taking turmeric. And I didn't know if any of you were taking turmeric and how you felt about it.
Well, I cook with turmeric. I make a great turmeric chicken. But are you talking about turmeric capsules? It's good for indigestion or digestion in general. What is
it's actually an anti-inflammatory, and it's proven to improve your heart health. It can prevent Alzheimer's. It can help with cancer. It's a very potent anti-inflammatory. It's used in a lot of Indian dishes, and so we look at their culture and their they have the Indian community eats it all the time. And they're elderly, like Malone and myself are in such good shape, right? As a culture, they just are very healthy. It's because they're always eating these spices and delicious things that are good for their bodies. And it comes down to anti-inflammatory. So in the midst of my neck not working, I've tried a muscle relaxer from Puerto Vallarta. That didn't work.
Did you try snorting turmeric?
Haven't done that yet. Oh my God, that just makes my, but I've been cooking with turmeric and putting it in my teas and I'm taking my turmeric capsules. So my point of Nikki B. Trending today is take care of yourself. Start thinking outside of the box in terms of not just when you're hurt, what do you do, but how do you prevent things? How do we keep ourselves healthy? So
what else do you take on I'm ordering turmeric supplements right now to the house.
Well, there's turmeric shots, the liquid shots.
Little juices. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are good.
Valone, what do you do to keep your back from being injured all the time? Do you take anything?
No, I just don't masturbate as much.
Okay, there you go. I'm bringing you the news.
This will be here on Wednesday. I'm buying it now.
I think they're great. I take them every day.
It's a good tip, Nikki.
And I'm also using my CBD roller on my neck and also just start stretching every day. I'm working on this little secret project that I can't reveal just yet, but it's very emotional to work. And at the end of every writing session, we stop and do a 10-minute guided yoga upper body stretch at the end of the session.
Nice.
So just stretch your bodies, be good to your bodies, breathe, take your supplements, take time in the morning to stretch because we're all getting old. We got to take care of our fragile
and buy a heating pad.
What heating other supplements pad. Do you take? What do you take, Malone? Anything?
I just take vitamin D and a multivitamin. Mm-hmm. That's all I take.
Mm-hmm. Vitamin D is good.
People ask me all the time because I'm turning 60 in a couple months. They're like, how do you look and stay so young acting? You know what I believe? You know what the best thing is laughing. And a childish outlook on life. like never yeah. so growing true. Up. I still act like a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
I love that. Can you bottle that up and can I buy it on Amazon? Because that's what I want.
Malone?
Yeah.
What do you have
a quick
today?
Crab. I have a quick crab.
Oh, wow. Ooh. All right, here we go. Sorry, I was looking around because I'm like, am I having an earthquake? But it honestly is my dryer. My dryer. I'm scary, doing laundry. Though. Yeah, I was looking around like, what is going on? I'm in New York, not California.
I want your crab and corner. I want your crab and corner. I want your crab and corner.
What?
Well, first of all, I just uploaded a new video of mobile homos in Palm Springs that I like. It's a whole video, like a tour of the ones I
can see myself see that?
Maybe living in on the Kiss Kiss Club.
Oh, there's so much great content on the Kiss Kiss. You go to thekisskissclub.com. I just put a video of Nikki up. CJ has a brand new video out today. Yeah. I do exclusive videos. Malone does exclusive videos. There's video of the show. I cannot encourage you enough to give us a shot. It's less than $7 a month. Go to thekisskissclub.com. You will not be bored. There's so much content there. Please give it a shot. Just give us 1 month and I promise you'll be hooked. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people enjoying the added content from our little world.
Yeah, so
please give it a shot.
Yeah. It's ironic you'd have Tayon talking about mobile homos because I just made that video. Anyway, my crab is...
It was a psychic hit.
Yeah, you're good at that. It's ironic that you're talking, you know, bringing up the Kiss Kiss Club because I noticed on the Kiss Kiss Club, as far as the content, you... ask the listeners or the Kiss Kiss Club members questions, like let them ask questions.
Yeah, we do an Ask Ross where I say nothing's off limits. Every single comment, every question in the comment section will be answered. There were a lot of them, and I went through and answered every single one of them individually.
He did, yes, and I read every single one of them, and one of them is my crab.
Well, were you impressed with my candor?
You know, I really was. I think you opened up more in the Kiss Kiss Club than anywhere else.
Of course.
Those questions were very revealing. I mean, they were very real. They were you.
Yeah, no, and no bullshit. You know, I give the truth always. Yeah. What am I going to do? These people are part of a community here. What am I going to do? But we're not putting on a show in there. That's being like, that's like you're inside the curtain, you know?
Yeah, right. No, it's the real deal.
Well, I will say we're not putting on a show here either. You're inside the curtain here, but it's like you're you know, inside our crevices.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. Somebody asked a question. If I would be the flower girl at your wedding and you said no, that it would be Drew Barrymore. And yes. I'm a little bugged by that because I really wanted to be the flower girl. And I mentioned it here several times. Mm-hmm. And then you also said that Nikki would be a part of the wedding. You don't know what she's going to be doing. But
I do know what she's going to be doing.
Part of your wedding. So I'm curious, why aren't I a part of the wedding? And why was my flower girl position that I just assumed that I would do given to Drew Barrymore?
You can't be trusted. And I'll tell you why. You have a different way of thinking. You want to do things your way, which I find completely infuriating, absolutely infuriating. And on my day, I don't want to have to explain to you why my way is right. And I do have an exhibit A to explain to you, to the audience, of what is so infuriating about dealing with Malone. All right. Dealing with Malone. This is an example. This is a true story, a true text chain that I have from, and this was not set up, but since you're asking me why, because I would say if you were the flower girl, something at the wedding, I'd be like, so you just walk down and do it this way. You'd be like, why do I do it that way? I want it this way. I want to do it. Da, 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 da. You would.
No, that's not true. I would say, okay. And then I would do something on my own.
Exactly my point. Okay. Do you remember everyone was sending this around earlier this past week when the government said, hey, all you have to do we will send you 4 free at-home COVID tests. All you need to do is go to this website. So I did it. Yep. And it was sent. Nikki, it to did me. You do it?
Well, you sent me the link and I immediately did it right after you sent it to me.
How hard was it to do? What did you do?
Honestly, I clicked on the link. I put my name, my address, I think my phone number, and then I hit send.
I think it was email. I think it was your address, email, and your name. And then, I mean, it was like ready. You type your name. Ross Matthews, what's your address? Da-da-da. It actually autofilled my address from my phone. Click, done. Great. There's 4 on the waiting. I sent it to you, Nikki. I sent it to friends. I sent it to family. I sent it to Malone. And I wrote, hey, and I have the text chain right here. I'm holding it up on receipts. The Kiss Kiss Club. I'll post it on the Kiss Kiss Club. Oh, link.
My
I'm
God,
the blue.
How invasive.
Free home tests from the government. Malone writes to me. I saw this on the news and with the forms from with insurance, it's too much and too complicated. And I wrote, well, just click on the link and put in your address. That's it. And then I wrote, you didn't even look. It took me 4.3 seconds. Name, address, click. It took you longer to type your complaint than it takes to do it. And you wrote, I don't wanna, I don't care, I don't go out. So I wrote back, you're welcome, God bless.
Which is the same thing as saying fuck off.
And Malone wrote back to me, ew. That is, and I
that's
just
real life. Mind.
Okay, but you're forgetting that I did text you later the next day saying that I was just joking with you because I was. I just wanted to push. There was no, this is the thing that did get me about that. There was no introduction to it. Like it, there was no text to be like, oh, look what I found. Malone, you should do this. It'd be really good.
Am I
there was
fucking
just,
you?
There was just the website. There was just the
what
text.
Are we, what are we
I thought
here?
It was spam.
I'm
I thought it was spam.
Alone. You're wonderful. Hope your day's going yes. great.
I want. Hey, yes.
I also think you have a beautiful childlike quality in your personality. Also, here is a link to save your life.
Save your life.
He was really mad, I think. But I was just joking. I was just trying to push you.
Ooh.
See, now that, then that
because
right there,
I ordered it. I
that
did
right
order
there,
it.
The fact that you wanted to push me for your fun is why you will not have a role at the wedding because I don't want to be pushed on that
That's
day.
That's not nice.
You will be there. You will be enjoying free food.
What
okay?
if I didn't go?
Oh shit!
So guess what?
What if I boycotted? What if I was outside with a sign?
Please pick it. Please pick it. My wedding. If you don't go, do you know I would say it was thank you because I'm planning the wedding now. Do you know how fucking expensive a wedding is? So anybody who doesn't
how
want
much
to come
are you spending?
To my wedding, anybody
how much
that
spending?
Doesn't, I'm not telling you, but anyone who doesn't want to come to my wedding, be thank my you. Guest to not be my guest.
Yeah, right.
You understand? Because
it's
so expensive to pay for your fucking. You show up and you eat. And
why
you
don't you just elope? Why are you spending money?
I can't. I do because I want to have a day.
You have many days.
Oh.
You have
Malone,
him.
When,
you
he,
have...
when Malone gets the RSVP, he's gonna be like, "This is too hard to sign this and then put it in an envelope." And
I would
stamp
never
it.
Miss your wedding.
He would. He's not gonna RSVP, but he's still gonna show up.
I would totally
with the flowers in a basket, sprinkling them with or without your consent.
I'm gonna follow Drew Barrymore down that aisle. With my
everyone's
own
gonna be like,
flowers.
"Have you seen Drew?" No, but there's like a roll of duct tape here, and that closet door is locked. We don't know where she
what
is.
If I
Malone,
just
can you step
up?
In last minute?
That would be so funny.
Oh man.
Well, I'm excited for you
Nikki
and Drew and the gentleman caller.
Guess what? There's reports that people may be crashing the wedding. Gina, nice. She just wrote to me. She goes, "Gina, tell the people what you said."
Well, I mean, I am waiting for my invitation formally, and I know that's probably either lost or coming in the mail. And so, like, I'll be there either way. It's totally fine.
Oh,
that's nice. Know? Hey, Ross, I have a question about invitations.
I
do
love
you, when
Gina.
You invite, like I'm single. Do you say, like, you can bring a friend? Are you going to say like
such
plus
an
one?
Annoying?
This is
I don't
so
know.
Annoying. I
so
hate when
annoying.
People are like, do I
you
get a plus
what,
one?
But you know
I'm
what
like,
I mean?
No.
Because because if you bring a plus one, great. So now I'm paying for someone
that's
I don't
right.
know to be there.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not doing plus ones for mine. I'm sorry. If I don't know you, you're not coming to my wedding because I'm your flavor of the week isn't going to be a guest.
I agree.
In my photos,
I don't.
Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't allow plus ones.
Do you guys remember my 40th birthday? And we had it was you know turning 40th thing. We had a beautiful little get together that Nikki actually put all together.
Really
nice. It was just perfection and. You know, we talked about the guest list and one person was invited and they said, oh, I can't bring my husband, but I'm going to bring my friend, mm-hmm. whoever. Mm-hmm. And Nikki goes, what do you think? And I go, tell them no. Mm-hmm. I want just the people love around the table. I don't want some stranger that I'm looking at. I want to say inappropriate things. I want to be inappropriate. I want just my love.
Yeah.
So I was like, no. They
good
don't
for
become.
You.
Yeah.
Boundaries.
I remember
well,
that.
Well, I would have
that.
Had a lot of fun if you had let me go wrong.
Gina, we weren't talking about you. Of course.
No, Gina.
Of course, you could have been at my
I
birthday.
Thought that was great. You did that for your 40th, though, Ross. I thought that was really good. Boundaries. You know what I mean?
I spend my entire life being nice to people, right? Like, to your point, boundary. Like, it was that's I wanted that day.
I don't think
at the wedding, I don't think I can get away with that.
Really?
I think I have people bring. Mm-mm. I'm not letting people bring plus ones. Nope. If I don't know your person,
they
ain't going to be
single?
In my pictures.
They just got to show up by themselves.
Nikki, because Malone makes a beautiful point. Like, I don't want, just because you're single, you have to come be awkward by yourself. I think you should do a plus one at a wedding.
No, not doing it. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. See, Ross.
Who will you bring?
I think there's a lot of plus people that aren't going to be plus ones. So that all the plus ones can can get together and be plus
a single
eight.
Table.
I bring Diane Keaton.
Yes, you get a plus
then,
one.
Then you can come to my wedding with a guest.
Gina, what did we learn today?
We learned that yellow lights are long in the desert. I learned that, but I forget the saying now. Yeah. Long yellow
long
lights.
Yellow.
Yeah,
the
what
long
is it?
Yellows. The long yellows.
Long yellows.
Long yellows.
In the desert where you should be a snowbird, maybe in a mobile home in Palm Springs. Maybe.
Thank you. Thank
beautifully,
you.
Beautifully put.
Hey, if you want to follow Gina Finio, you can. Gina Finio on all social media. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you.
Mr. Malone is It's Mr. Malone on all social media. Go to automaticpenwriter.com. Book your reading right now. Thank Nicole you. Is Nikki Boyer on all social. Dying for Sex is the Ambi Award winner for Podcast of the Year. And this March, Nicole and I will be co-hosting the annual Ambi Award side by side together. Much more news on that on the way. I'm Hello Ross. The show is Hello Ross Pod. Do me a favor. Go to thekisskissclub.com. Give us a month. We'll take off the weight.
It's Straight Talk with Ross.
Oh, my God.
With TV, he's Ross Matthews and his talented three co-hosts. There's so Nick, best podcast winner.
I'm Malone.
Hi. There's CJJJJ Hip Hip. Who's gay?
Who's gay?
Give us a week, we'll take off the week.
And our secret sauce is elder abuse, laughing, farting, talking about poo and diarrhea.
Love bidets, but not all of us love buffets.
And what about those loons? A bunch of buffoons. In Straight Talk with Ross, don't put us in a box. And don't you dare leave us a bad review.
Is it tingling down there?
I'm not sorry about this song.
I can go on and on.
Let's blame it on Chardonnay. That doesn't make sense to the new listener.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.